This is Dale Connolly reporting. It's not the news. This year marks the 1,000th anniversary of Leif Erikson's arrival in North America. A major exhibit at the National Museum of Natural History in Washington is calling attention to the early Nordic presence on the continent, sparking an uncharacteristic outpouring of emotion from Scandinavian Americans. In fact, in the background, we're listening in on a rather raucous celebration of this momentous occasion. The coffee is extra strong, and now pulling himself away from the party for a few moments to speak with us is Christian Christiansen, holder of the Brynjolfsson Endowed Chair in Old New World Studies at Panduren College. Dr. Christiansen, welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Hang on just a minute.
Hey, you want to knock it off back there? Can't even hear myself think. Yeah, no, you just keep it down, okay?
Here, that's more like it, eh?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Recent archaeological studies have thrown an entirely new light on the Viking settlement in Newfoundland and on the Vikings themselves.
Yeah.
In general, the consensus seems to be that the Vikings were sometimes fierce, but they were also farmers and herdsmen who grew more crops and raised more livestock than we thought. Correct?
Yeah. Farmers. Sounds about right.
And they were great metal workers, too, and politicians.
Yeah, I guess so.
Than conversationalists.
I suppose.
So tell us, Dr. Christiansen, tell us a bit about what it may have been like to be in Leif Erikson's Viking settlement 1,000 years ago.
Well, it was hard, I suppose.
But there must have been something good about it.
Well, the health care was free.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. So the doctors worked for the government then?
Oh, no, there were no doctors.
Well, there was probably no government.
Oh, sure, there was government. Yeah, they were Scandinavian.
And the government's job in this new territory, then?
Protection from the Skraelings, I guess.
And the Skraelings were...
The natives, the yeah. Indians.
The Columbus called them the Indians, right?
Yeah, a lot later he did, yeah.
It occurs to me, if the Vikings had stuck around, we'd be speaking Old Norse today. So, why didn't they stay?
Why didn't they stay? Nobody asked them to.
Well, you think they were waiting for an invitation?
Oh, well, maybe the Skraeling said once, hey, why don't you stay a while longer? Yeah, but, you know, if they didn't ask a couple more times, then any good Norwegian would say, oh, no, we really got to be going. They'd douse the fire, stir the ashes, douse it again, and get the heck out of there.
Well, maybe that explains why a lot of people think Columbus discovered America.
Mm.
Vikings were only here for 20 years. When the southern Europeans came, they came for good.
They came for good? Well, I don't think they had anything particularly good in mind.
No, I mean when they came, they were intending to be here permanently.
Be here permanently? Maybe not.
Oh, so you think things could actually go back to the way they were before the Vikings showed up?
No. See, you got an awful lot of roads and sewers and shopping malls now. Cleaning all this up before you leave, well, that would be a major, major deal.
But this stereotypical vision we have of the Nordic pioneers is backwards, monosyllabic, humorless, moody, unemotional drones.
Oh, yeah, there's no truth in that.
Weren't they just kind of dull?
No. No, real social. And technological, too. And emotional.
Emotional?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we found documents and such that refer to Viking laughter.
They laughed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's references to their joys, their tears, their sobs.
Their sobs?
Yeah.
You found this?
Yeah, and we also dug up a Volvo. Started right away, too. Runs real good.
Proof positive that Nordic explorers reached Newfoundland 1,000 years ago. Thanks to Dr. Christian Christiansen, holder of the Endowed Chair in the Department of Old New World Studies at Panduren College. Thanks.
Oh, no problem.